Welcome to the Living Life on Purpose podcast with your host, Michael Mukunda Chandra Cohan, the founder of YourWellnessYogi.com and the Living Life on Purpose community. The Living Life on Purpose podcast is a show dedicated to inspiring people to achieve their goals and live their dreams to the highest potential. Life is short. Learn to live it on purpose. Inside all of us is a powerful spark of the divine, and yet as life's challenges grind and wear us down, many of us forget that inner spark. However, that spark never leaves us, and if we stray too far from it, we will be unhappy in our life. At Your Wellness Yogi and the Living Life on Purpose community, we are dedicated to helping you discover that inner spark in life. We offer a variety of life coaching packages that meet your needs and budget. We have group coaching, monthly mindfulness mastermind calls, and one-to-one coaching. Get started today and take advantage of our two free personal one-to-one coaching conversations by taking the Circle of Life quiz, a free life assessment tool that helps you reveal the big picture of your true dreams and paves the road for real personalized action plan to take control of your life. Visit yourwellnessyogi.com/life. Before we get started, I wanted to ask you a favor, to write us an honest review of our podcast. By writing us a review, you will help raise our profile so more people can find us on iTunes. Visit yourwellnessyogi.com/podcast and click on subscribe to open up in iTunes and write us a review. You can also write us a review on your device as you listen to the show by opening up the podcast app. Thank you and enjoy this week's episode, and I appreciate you listening. Hey, my friends, welcome to another full-length episode of the Living Life on Purpose show. Today's guest is Carson Tate. Carson Tate is a dynamic teacher and coach and is known for igniting personal transformation through her simple, powerful, and actionable strategies and tools. Carson wants people to work smarter, not harder. She's on a mission to debunk the time management myths that keep us trapped and overwhelmed and help us personalize our productivity so we can work simply and live fully. Because work is not just something we do, work is an expression of who we are. Carson has the professional magic and personal spark to ignite change quickly, easily, and efficiently. So many experts in the productivity space offer tools to help people work smarter. But with Carson's strategies come a call to action for each of us navigating our fast-paced, result-driven world to look deeper into our lives to discover the meaning that drives us. On today's episode, we explore Carson's unique strategy to live life on purpose. Now, let's get on with the show. Hey, Carson, welcome to the Living Life on Purpose show. I'm grateful for you to be here. And I have to ask you the question I ask every one of my guests on every show, and it's, what is your definition of living life on purpose?
Hi, Michael. So my definition of living life on purpose is this beautiful alignment with the essence of who you are, that authentic self connected to your values, your purpose, and your meaning that you're able to manifest in the world in a way that contributes to the greater good and makes an impact in and for the world.
And this brings us to our topic that we talked about offline when we were discussing what we were going to talk about today. And it's all about empowerment and resilience in a time of uncertainty. And I really want to get into this topic and how to be successful when you really don't know what the next stage of your life is going to look like.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so what we have been talking to our clients about, Michael, and thinking about ourselves on our team is, in a time of uncertainty, how do you use that time to really get clear on your strengths, your professional strengths, and your personal passions, and use those to start to shape some control and ownership of your day and of your week? Because I think all of us in this time want to feel a little bit more control. And so it's looking at, where are my strengths? Where can I use them? And how can I use them to find that semblance of control in my day, my life?
It's interesting that you said this, because this is a really interesting time that we're going through. And most likely by the time this show goes live in the world of podcasting, we will be past the social distancing and the forced shutdown that we're in right now. But in the beginning of this shutdown, a lot of my friends kept calling me and asking me, are you okay? Are you okay? Because as a life coach and a yoga teacher, I go out into the world.
Right.
And right. My response always was like, after like the first day, I was like, yeah, I'm good. Why? And all I did is adapted. I just woke up and said, okay, well, what do I have to do now? And so I looked at the time I have. I go, wow, this is an opportunity for me to clean up my website, SEO yes. my website, redesign right. my marketing material, get out there, social media, build my Instagram and Facebook followings that I've never had the time to do, and really hone my message and my craft. And yes. I sat there and I looked at the other side of the spectrum where I could be pointing my finger and placing blame. And so what do you tell someone who is trying to maintain some sense of strength and stability in this time of uncertainty and try to have a career that is meaningful at the same time?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, the first piece is to get clear on what meaningful looks like. So meaningful career today might be different than it was even 3 or 4 months ago for you. So meaning is personal, and we create meaning ourselves. So what does meaningful work mean for you right now? It could be that work, the meaning of work right now is a paycheck, and that's great. So you're going to align your efforts to earning that paycheck, or you might look at work as I want more. I want it to be more of a calling. So how do I start to deepen my relationship with my work so it is more of a calling? And so what you did, interestingly, Michael, is you took it as an opportunity. So you went from, I'm going to be the victor in this situation, and I'm going to choose to leverage my strengths and deepen relationships, social media, I'm going to work on marketing, and I'm going to connect more deeply to my work and share that work more with the world.
Well, it was just, I had a choice. I was at a crossroad. I was like,
yes,
I can either freak out and, you know, spend my days drinking and doing other forms of recreational activities, or I can get up every morning at 6 a.m., continue to practice my morning routine and meditate and journal and figure out and look at my business and say, what do I need to do in my life to improve? And at the same time, if I wasn't working and I was working at a corporation that sent me home, I would ask my question. I'd ask the question, what can I do from home to add value to my corporation that I'm working for? So it was not me playing the victim. And
right.
what do you, we have that mindset, I feel like sometimes, where we play the victim. We say it's not fair. It's this person's fault or that person's fault always.
Right. And so that's what Julian Ritter calls an external locus of control. The world happens to you versus you creating your world. And so I think the first thing is we have to have a little grace, because Michael, there are moments when all of us can slip into that. Oh, it's happening to me
every day.
We have to acknowledge it. It's, I think, how quickly can you move out of, and I look at it as a victim spiral that will bottom out. How quickly can I catch myself and say a yes and? That's how we approach it. Yes, it is challenging right now to go to the grocery and get what I need. And I'm still able to go. I'm not sick. I'm going to go and get what is available. And then I'm going to come home and maybe I get to try a new recipe. So how can you feel it? And then yes, and it to move through it. The other thing that you mentioned is, how do you think about incremental, tiny little baby steps? So it might be, you know what? I don't feel like I can get up at 6, but maybe I can get up at 7. Great. So I think there's a piece of, you've got to be patient and have some grace with yourself and set yourself up for wins, really quick, easy wins. And acknowledge when you get into that victim spiral.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's really hard to get into that victim spiral. I mean, every day even when times are great, and I'm not worrying, and I'm talking about like 4 or 5 months ago when I had a sold out yoga teacher training, a retreat to Costa Rica, and I had a thriving coaching business, and everything was amazing. I still had those daily demon conflicts in my head that I had to constantly reinforce myself with positive messaging, or I would slip into this spiral of, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy enough, who am I, and I'm just a fraud.
Mm-hmm. And we call that, Michael, the head trash. Mm-hmm. You got to take out the head trash. And so how do you do it? Because all of us are going to go there. And so one thing that we are really strong proponents of with our coaching clients is, how do you use visual cues, visual anchors, and or affirmations? It could be you keep cards of praise from your coaching clients that you can go back to. It could be you have yoga practice, it might be a mantra or an affirmation, but you have some kind of tool that you can use to help stop that spiral. It could also be movement. I don't know about you, but I'm a runner and I can start to feel that. And if I can move my body, sometimes it helps me sweat it out. Like, let's just go sweat it out.
Yeah, I that's why I always get up in the morning, regardless of if I'm tired or not. There's days when I don't want to get up. I mean, there's days where I'm literally like, oh my God, it's 6 o'clock in the morning. Why am I doing this? Let me just sleep.
Right.
But I don't. But it's because I have a purpose. What do you say to that person that right now is struggling? Because I personally, our business model of the online coaching is getting more and more popular. A lot of people are seeking coaching advice right now. Mm-hmm. And so what do you say to someone who is at that crossroad, that dark night of the soul, who has said to you, like, look, I had the life that I thought I loved. I had a house, I had a car, I had a great job, I was making a decent living. And then I woke up one day and I can't afford my house, I can't afford my car, and I don't know where I'm going to be in 6 months. I don't know what to do, and I don't know how to get started. Mm-hmm.
So you've got to start where they are. So they're in survival. So it does not help to talk about success, significance, purpose, and meaning when I can't put food on my table or I don't have a roof over my head. So you drop right into the conversation around, okay, let's start with the basics. How do we figure out food? How do we figure out the house? How do we figure out, you don't really need much transportation, but you know, Michael, you've got to drop down to the base level of Maslow's hierarchy of needs. So if we're in survival, then everything above it doesn't matter. So you've got to address that piece first and take action towards that. So, you know, I'll say as an entrepreneur myself, as a business owner, it could be, I can't afford to pay my employees. Okay. Well, have you thought about the payroll protection? Great. If so, what's the next step there? And as a coach, okay, let's walk through the next action steps to complete that application and try to apply for those, for that opportunity, those loans.
Hey, my friends, I'm really excited to announce our annual self-discovery coaching series is happening now. If you've been stuck for a while, it's time to make some changes and enjoy a breakthrough in your life. It's easy to be stuck in a rut. The same thinking, routines, habits, and actions lead to the same mediocre results. Finding yourself, who you are, and what you want to be, it is the most important adventure a person can take in their life. But it has been seen many times that people often spend their entire lives not knowing who they are and what they want to be. In our 7-session powerful self-discovery coaching series, you will gain a newfound knowledge about yourself to bring focus, clarity, and depth to your actions, habits, decision-making, visioning, and goal setting. You will learn to align your life priorities and actions with who you really are. We are now accepting new applicants. Are you ready for a breakthrough? Are you willing to make the necessary changes to attain the life you've always wanted? Take control of your life and improve your results. Now is the time. Signups are happening now. information on our self-discovery coaching series can be found in our show notes or by visiting yourwellnessyogi.com. Thank you. And now let's get on with the show. Or maybe it's a simple fact that I don't need as much stuff as I thought I did to be happy in life. Maybe it's
that,
a step
that
back.
Could be it too. But that's a deeper conversation.
Right.
So, you know, I see it could be an invitation to hold the mirror up and look at your life. Absolutely. My experience as a coach is if I am in that base level of survival, though, the mirror is not something that there is the capacity or the energy to look in at that moment. Maybe as you move them up, and so we've got the basics, like we know we're going to put food, we've got the shelter, then we can start to look at, well, did you need the house that was this big? No, right. You know, we downsized and gosh, we're so happy here because it's easier to maintain. We are all together, whatever it might be that speaks to you.
Right. So start off with the basics. So if you're in a tough spot right now and you're listening to this show and you're saying to yourself, please God, give me some positive advice that's actionable. You're saying start with the basics. Start with your needs.
Your basic primal needs first, because the rest of it isn't going to work.
And then once you get that under control and you're like, okay, good. I got some food on my table. I got a roof over my head. I got some bills paid for. I'm collecting unemployment. I'm getting some, you know, pandemic relief. Mm-hmm. And I'm doing okay. But I don't necessarily want to go back to the life that I was living. I was overworked, overwhelmed, overbooked, and I'm really over it. And I want to live a more meaningful life.
Yes. Now you get to coach, right? Now we can start thinking about, well, so what is you want more of? So I like to do a root cause success analysis. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about where you were really successful in your career, where you got results and made an impact in and for the world, the emotional state, those high emotions that came with it. Mm-hmm. And then how do we create more of that?
Well, let's talk about that. Let's give an example to our clients about that root call to our listeners that will need your services and your help. So, Carson, I'm a 43-year-old yoga teacher, life coach. I'm a little overworked. I don't want to go back to teaching as many yoga classes as I did. I actually have found that I love working from home. I'm more productive. I love working with my clients. And I really don't want to go back to driving around teaching as much yoga as I have. Mm-hmm. And my concern is a third of my business is from teaching group yoga. A third of my business is from online coaching. And then a third of my business split in half is from privates and workshops. And I don't want to go back to running around teaching too much. I don't. I want to build more of my online business. I want to put it there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So my first question would be, what would distinguish you as an online yoga instructor? What are some of your signature strengths that you could really play up in a virtual teaching class?
Oh, but I don't want to teach yoga so much anymore. I want to.
Oh, you don't want to teach at all?
No, I want to be mostly like. Good question. Thank you for asking. I want to mostly focus on being an online life coach, and I want to focus there. I'm building my following. I'm building my business. I went from 200 Instagram followers to 1,200 Instagram followers in a month. I'm really hustling.
Awesome! Congratulations. That's
but
awesome.
I really don't want to go back to my old life. I'm just using me as an example.
I love this. Yeah.
So, like, what do I like? Is this a valid thing for me to pursue, or am I falling down that trap that we see in the personal growth industry and the self-help industry of just jump all in and don't worry about the outcome? Because I want to worry about the outcome. I want to be mindful of the life I have. But I don't want to go back to what I was doing before this, you know, shutdown. I realize now that I have a little bit of time to breathe that I was overwhelmed and I don't want that anymore.
Well, so the great thing is you're clear, because half of the battle is to understand what you want more of. And you're clear that you want to be a life coach. You want more opportunities to coach others. And then, so my question for you would be, what are your strengths? What do your clients say about you that makes you different, more powerful, more impactful?
So what do I, so then if I'm working in a job, and let's say I'm this like an average, I'm an average American employee, I'm working, or average, you know, person working in an office, and I just don't want to go back to that job that I was working at, but I'm worried that I'm not going to be able to find a new job that is more in line with my values. How do I get started with changing my life?
So we talk about first doing, we call it a life and career walk.
Okay, cool.
This is where you take your resume, volunteer work, a listing of your positions. So this is the position I've held at this company, This is the business I've owned. And you look at it, and what you're going to do is you're looking at it, how do I grow myself? And grow is an acronym. So the first thing you'll do is you take your first position and you're going to get clear. You're going to get clear on what you did, and you're going to get really clear on the results that you achieved. So I want to know what you actually did. So let's say you are a database manager, right? All right, what does that mean? Like, what were the actions you performed? What were the results you achieved? Because what we're looking for is we want to look for and be able to pull out signature skill sets and strengths. So that's the first step, is to get clear. Then the R piece is the results, and I'm looking for the both quantitative and qualitative. So did you, and as a database manager, maybe you saved time because you figured out how to automate a process. Great, that's a meaningful result. What did you do in terms, maybe you built a team. Okay, that's a skill set that you have. Then the third step is we want to think about opportunities that might exist for the skills and the strengths that are the theme that are running through this life career walk. And then the final place is to ask yourself, what and where else can I use these strengths? So one of your skills and one of your strengths as a database manager is this automation and time savings. That's something I think most businesses, even particularly today, would really value. So that's a transferable skill that maybe isn't just for a database manager, but that could also be for someone who you could use that as a life coach. That could be one thing I help people with, is how do you save time? So you're walking your life and your career, your professional experiences, your volunteer experiences, you're getting clear on the actions and the jobs so you can figure out your skills and strengths. You're looking at those results, quantitative and qualitative, looking for opportunities and ask yourself, where else and what else can I do with these? And sometimes I think it's helpful, Michael, to have a conversation with folks. Hey, you know, these are the core themes and strengths that are coming up as I look at my career. I'm thinking I could use these in other places. What do you think?
Yeah, I think I agree. I think these are great, actionable, like practical ways for a person to really, who is at that forced crossroad in their life, who's gotten some space to say, you know what, maybe the life that I made for myself was dictated to me by external factors. My upbringing, social media, the news, television. And now I had this chance to kind of shut a lot of that down. And I realized that it's not really who I am. And I want to do something else. I want to find purpose. I want to find value. And I want to be kinder, and I don't want to take so much because I've realized that I don't need so much to be happy. And so I am looking for some sort of guidance on, you know, how to live a more mindful life, to be purposeful.
And you've got to remember that mindful and purposeful and meaning is self, is defined by you. So how you think about purpose and meaning and mindfulness might be different than how I think about it, which is why we ask that question, what do you want more of? Well, so it could be for me, more mindfulness in my workday literally might mean that I am not back to back to back to back to back on calls. Mm-hmm. So the action step for me is to get very clear on what commitments, what meetings do I say yes to and which meetings do I say no to, so I can create some space. Another action step, I proactively block time for lunch. Say I'm not going to take a meeting that's longer than 30 minutes. Say I'm not doing any of these kind of meetings. So you've got to get really clear on what you want more of so that you can get it really grounded and practical.
I wanted to take a quick break and remind you that it is never too late to make a choice and decide to make lasting changes in your life and create the life you want and learn to live life on purpose. At Your Wellness Yogi and the Living Life on Purpose community, we are dedicated to helping you discover that spark in life. We offer a variety of life coaching packages that meet your needs and budget. We have group coaching, monthly mindfulness mastermind calls, and one-to-one coaching. Get started today and take advantage of our two free personal one-to-one coaching conversations by taking the Circle Life Quiz, our free life assessment tool that helps you reveal the big picture of your true dreams and paves the road for a real personalized action plan to take control of your life. Visit yourwellnessyogi.com/life.
It's interesting.
What it means.
I'm sorry, I interrupted you there.
No, that's good. Go ahead.
I was going to say it's interesting that you said you have to know what your values are, because I think that is the crux of this sort of crossroads everybody's been in, that we don't necessarily know our values, that we keep thinking our values are to get the nicer car, to get the nicer house, to get the nicer stuff. And we're at this place in life where everyone's sort of like, I don't really think that's important anymore. And I think that's a big sort of rock to the system, not just of our, you know, modern global society, but it's a wake up call to the person that it's time to change. It's mm-hmm. time to awaken to a more conscious life, mm-hmm. to be productive in the society, go to work, earn a living, but to be conscientious about it at the same time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. To be more kind, it could be put it another way.
Mm-hmm. And that kindness, Michael, I would say extends to self and others. So if part of me being more mindful is not back-to-back meetings, that is both kind to myself, space to breathe, integrate, think about what we talked about. And it's also kind to the folks that I have the opportunity to connect with. I'll be more present. I won't be as frazzled. I won't be starving. So it's a two-way street. And I think part of the value shift is looking at you and can you really value who you are and your wants and needs? Because what you said earlier is thinking about, we call it the shoulds. So I should do this or I should do that because it's cultural programming, family of origin, or this is what a successful fill in the blank person does. That's all being called on the table now.
Yeah, it's a real crossroads of the crossroads that we're at right now, where we are going to go through an evaluation of who we are. And it's really, you know, I find it's been really fascinating because some of these, you know, success coaches that I know and, you know, have mentored under, they have really shifted their whole mindset over the last, you know, 30 days, where like, you know, success is no longer about trying to get more. Their talk all talk about, you know, they started in the movement of kindness and compassion. Like that's what, and it's unheard of that it's been going on like this in a long time. It's been more about me and how I can climb, and success is if I get to the top of the ladder, not if I surround myself with good people. And I think that's that shift that we're talking about that we're going through right now.
It's a call for more connection, compassion, and community.
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. And I love what you're doing. And I love like your whole message of helping people in these times of needs with their careers and their goals. And I think that's an important aspect, because we as a conscientious spiritual community sometimes forget that we all also have to work, that we either think we have to be spiritual or we have to be material. And why can't we be both?
Absolutely. I think abundance is material, financial, absolutely, is a part of the spiritual path. Absolutely. I mean, you do. Yes.
So do you have any suggestions for anybody right now in their struggles while they're kind of working this new norm that's not going to end anytime soon, on how to find a little bit more like work-life balance, both at, you know, if they're working at home or working from home and now having to go to work a little bit in an office?
So how to find that integration. So we talk about it in four steps. When we think about this working virtually, working some in the office, navigating the distractions. So it's finding an early win to your day. So you get up and exercise, you do yoga. That's an early win. So the first step in the work-life balance is, what is an early win for me that feeds my spirit and feeds my soul? It could be prayer, it could be meditation, it could be yoga, it could be coloring in a coloring book. But you anchor your day, the beginning of your day, with an early win that gives you energy and gets that mojo going. Then the second piece for this work-life integration is some kind of plan or structure to your day. I'm not saying it has to be 15-minute increments on a calendar, but you're really clear around your personal needs and your professional needs, and you think about structuring the time that you have to accomplish those. So for some people, it is blocking time in the calendar. For my big picture folks, it's more around themes. So it might be Monday morning theme for you, could be content for Instagram. Some, it's all about connection and social outreach. That's the theme. And so I'm going to plug in task in that theme block to support that overall goal. So you got to get an early win, have some kind of plan, and then you do have to execute, right? You do have to put points on the table. And so two really, Michael, these are super tactical tips that we use just to get work done so you can have some more fun time too. We talk about a 15-minute list. And so this is a list of tasks that can be done in 15 minutes or less. Super quick, easy. So it could be you have to talk to a colleague so you can put together a quick agenda. It could be placing an order online for something that you need. These are quick, easy things. But the power of this list is it allows you to use the micro segments in your day. You know, and you're waiting for something, or it's one of the best procrastination busting tools I have. Like, I don't want to do anything. I go to this list. It's super easy to cross it off. And then the other strategy is called protect your 90. 90 minutes a day focused on your goal, your objective, what's going to add value to your personal life or your professional life. And the cool thing about this is it doesn't have to be 90 contiguous minutes, but over 5 days, that's 7.5 hours of focused time. So if you're looking to shift careers, or maybe you want to modify your career, could you use that 7.5 hours to develop a skill, research, knowledge? How might you grow during that time? And then the last piece is, we believe very strongly in celebration and affirmation of the hard work to create that integration that you're looking for in your life.
Well, Carson, thank you so much for being a great guest. And, you know, I appreciate the time we had in the conversation and the little mini coaching that I got.
I'm excited for you. Well, thanks for the opportunity. I'm really excited to see you make that powerful shift.
It was just an opportunity. Where can everybody find you, Carson?
Yeah, workingsimply.com. And then on LinkedIn, Carson Tate.
So, guys, that will all be linked up in our show notes as always, and it will be on the website also. So if you want to reach out to Carson, she is an exceptional coach. She really can help you during these periods of transition because we're all going to be going through this for a while. It's not like it's going to be like tomorrow back to normal. So take this as your opportunity to learn to live your life on purpose. Carson, any final words, action, or advice?
Think about this as the off season. Great teams are made in the off season. What do you do now to shape the life that you want later?
Thank you for listening to the Living Life on Purpose podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes and write us a review. By writing us a review, you will help raise our profile so more people can find us on iTunes. Links to our sponsors and other tools can be found in our show notes along with other useful information. For more information on our yoga and coaching classes, please visit our website at yourwellnessyogi.com and please sign up for our newsletter. Life is short. Learn to live it on purpose. Thank you.